And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 18th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the French virologist Luc Montagnier, born 1932 near Tours. Got interested in science when he was very young because of his father, who was an amateur scientist. In the 60s and 70s, he got interested in a possible link between retroviruses and cancer. And when the AIDS epidemic hit in the early 80s, Dr. Montagnier applied his retrovirus research to a search for the cause of the syndrome and isolated a virus that was present in patients with a pre-AIDS condition of persistent swollen lymph nodes. They call it LAV, lymphadenopathy-associated virus, later renamed HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. And once they'd isolated the virus, they could develop a test for it. Luc Montagnier and his colleagues were awarded the Nobel Prize in 2008. It was on this day, 1958, Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita was published in the United States. It had come out in France 3 years before by a publisher that specialized in erotica. The story of a middle-aged man, Humbert Humbert, and his obsession with his landlady's 12-year-old daughter. Graham Greene loved it. E.M. Forster, Evelyn Waugh, Edmund Wilson did not. In a postscript, Nabokov wrote, "Once or twice I was on the point of burning the unfinished draft when I was stopped by the thought that the ghost of the destroyed book would haunt my files for the rest of my life." And it was on this date in 1920 the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, giving women the right to vote. The women's suffrage movement arose in the 19th century hand-in-hand with the abolitionist movement. 1848, Women's Rights Convention, Seneca Falls, New York, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott. And in the latter half of the 19th century, gradually states began loosening restrictions on voting rights for women. Wyoming, the first state to grant women the full right to vote, 1890. 1919, the constitutional amendment passed. Both houses of Congress was sent to the states for ratification, and on August 18, 1920, it all came down to Tennessee. The legislature tied 48-48, and it all came down to one person, Harry Byrne, 24 years old, the youngest state legislator, who had been expected to vote against it, but his mother wrote him a note and said, "Be a good boy and help Mrs. Catt put the rat in ratification." And he voted yes. Here's a poem by Robert Bly, "The Cabbages of Chekhov." Some gamblers abandon carefully built houses in order to live near water. It's all right. One day on the river is worth a thousand nights on land. It is our attraction to ruin that saves us, and disaster, friends, brings us health. Chekhov shocks the heavens with his dark cabbages. William Blake knew that fierce old man, irritable, chained, and majestic, who bends over to measure with his calipers the ruin of the world. It takes so little to make me happy tonight. 4 hours of singing will do it if we remember how much of our life is a ruin and agree to that. Butterflies spend all afternoon concentrating on the buddleia bush. Human beings take in the fragrance of a thousand nights of ruin. We planted fields of sorrow near the Tigris. The harvesters will come in at the end of time and tell us that the crop of ruin has been great. Robert Bly's poem, "The Cabbages of Chekhov," from "The Night Abraham Called to the Stars," published by HarperCollins, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.